If we observe rightly, we can come to see or learn that our knowing is in the way. The knowing is there to hide our ignorance. The knowing is there to give us false power. I know what love is. No. You probably, if you're a Hindu, I don't know about other people, but it applies to the Hindus. You have to be born many times. I think they believe other people will get it right once. Because we Hindus believe we'll be born many times. So we are a bit slow. You know. You see, knowing is the violence you impose to life. But then you'll ask, what happens if I come to know? What happens if I come to know something? Now, once you have known it, what you learn from it? Have you learned from your knowing? You see, Newton knew. Einstein knew better. Somebody else will come, will know better. How many times we have gone beyond what we know? Now they are breaking everything. They are going into string theory. They are saying at the end everything is light, everything is particle, everything is intent. We are traveling. It's a journey. Abra, what you must know, it will be something good to know, so you can learn from the knowing, that you don't have to know everything. You must come to see knowing is a limitation. See, whenever I look at you all, when I look deep into you, which means I take x-ray. I want somebody to ask, must I look deep into me? Get an x-ray. Or a CT scan or something. No, when I look at you, I look at your knowing, your pretension of knowing. And that knowing will always exert. Do you know? That knowing will force creation. The moment you know humanity is not loving, if let's say you come to a cuckoo idea like that, you will force humanity not to love you. Because you want to be right. Because in rightness, there is a sense of self-power. You feel like you have power because you know. No. Personal power is in the journey of knowing, the journey of learning. The real power of humanity is we can learn, being a disciple. You are the sum total of your knowing, battled. Sum total of your knowing, enforced, is what your hell is. Again, let me go into this. Even if you know something, what have you learned from it? We know there is gravity, it should not stop us. Now we have known gravity, what have we learned about gravity? Knowing is a block, it creates the ego. The ego is the false power. Everybody needs to feel powerful. So we hijack knowing. The ego feeds off what it knows. Have you seen when somebody knows something, how arrogant they are? I know. And their arrogance is to convert you to their knowing and to enforce their knowing on you. They become lawmakers. Blessed is the one when all his knowing breaks and he's thrown into the state of beyond knowing, then he gets into learning. He is a disciple. See, we don't know enough. I don't think up to the end of journey of life that would be available. The more we know, the more we learn what we don't know. And what a beauty that is. So we must find our source of power elsewhere. Like you don't know about you. People around you will know more about you than you do. Do you know that? That which you call you, I, self, whatever you want to call it, is false. You are an endless possibility. You are not even known to you. You are nothing but a possibility, an infinite possibility. Now, one of the essential understanding is to transcend knowing. Or, even if you have come to know, what have you learned from it? What is the learning that comes out of that knowing? Not to allow the knowing to stop, to allow it to open doors. Meditate on this. All that you think you are is all that you have falsely concluded that you know. And through that knowing, you look at life. And in that looking of life, you force the life to align itself to your knowing, and most often it does. And that's your hell. Thus, I again say, the highest attainment is to be a disciple. That means to have the discipline to learn. You are learning constantly. You are learning without concluding. If somebody didn't love you, don't say, oh, I know people won't love me. No, you have known this person did not love you. And what did you learn from that? It could be something about you. It could be something about the other. It could be something about something. The conclusive mind is the seed of the ego. And its seed is in violence because it wants to prove. Now, the very reason it wants to prove is because it is not conclusive. Thus, it goes to battle with it. Nobody has gone to battle because they were confused whether the sky is blue or not. Nobody bothers. Now, one of the fundamental understanding is to become aware of that which I think I know, either transcend it or learn from it. Try to grasp this. What you have come to know is all that you will know. It will become the sum total of your reality. That's it. They said the first time the Spaniards or something arrived in South America, the native Indian could not even see the boat. They could see the waves, the splashes, but they can't even see the boat. Because they knew there was no such thing. And that knowing blinded them. I wonder how many things you are blinded by. How many things you cannot see. People who have come there, masters, say life is blissful. You can't see it because you know it is not. The worst is what you think you know about you limits you. No, I am this master. I can't do that master. There's no way. You see, this knowing inevitably will preach because it wants to convert everybody to that which it knows. So now it can be more certain of its own knowing because fundamentally it's not certain. Thus, I invite you to explore the life of exploration, a life of learning, which is the life of being a disciple. If you are in love with somebody, be a disciple of love. Learn. If you're interested in success, be a disciple of success. Learn. Avoid the path of proving. That every day is a quantum leap. Every day is a jump. So to me, to live blissfully is to be a disciple. It's to learn. It requires some personal insight. It requires an orientation of how you look at yourself. You must not look at yourself concluded. You see, one of the errors of science is it seems to be a method to conclude. We want to conclude everything. We think in the conclusion there is a rest. No, its rest is the rest of death. Now, one of your disciplines is to constantly have a mind, a brain, a being that is open, that is not limited. Now we know men will live to 70, 80 years old. Now we know we all will grow old. I don't think we are far from breaking that knowing. We are getting there. What we know for certain, we men knew 100 years ago women are weak. Now we know better. We know. We know. You need to learn your way, how to rise, to be in the state of constant learning. And if you can get the insight that in that state is the state of greatest joy, greatest ecstasy, that I'm learning every day, I'm expanding, I'm opening up my horizon, I'm not concluding, I'm opening. There is your masters go on saying they have no self. That means they are saying they have no concluded state. You see, you conclude you and you label it and you live by it. You can't go beyond conclusion. Everybody exploits on that. You know. Even when a song starts, there must be a conclusion. Movie starts, there must be an ending. So we go on. I like what Michelangelo said about painting. No painting is finished, just abandoned. It shows a master at work, you know. He didn't conclude it. He says, just abandoned. At one point, say, enough, just sign and sell it. Have you seen? I wonder whether you can absorb this. Wonder. This is so, so important. It determines your sanity. It determines your bliss. Sometimes I teach people something, or filming or whatever I teach. After 10 years, you'll do the same mistake. Drives me nuts though. Because, you know, he never learned. He's running in his conclusion his entire life to prove what he knows. And what he knew, he probably picked up when he was 10 years old. And will you take a 10-year-old's advice now? That is an abuse of life, you know, to conclude and to run only with conclusion. You are an opportunity of revelation, not a repetition of the old. You are a revelation of the birth of the new, again and again and again and again. And if you can get into that flow, I'm telling you, you don't have to be enlightened. You're blissed out. What is the path of bliss? is to live in this spirit. It's to be so open. No matter what tragedy happens to you, you are open. Do you know what it reveals? That is why there is evolution. If at all we take that word, certainly. It's evolving, it's giving birth, it's happening. I know now, Abraham will ask, what is it for? Then we will conclude it, then he can be an authority over it and become so certain and arrogant over everybody else because he has concluded it and through that have power. Because why he needs power is some kind of sexual perversion. Must be that. For what? No, why you want power for? And walk around better than everybody and say, I love. Actually, you are destroying everybody. One of my favorite words is, I don't know. My favorite word. Some people ask, I don't know. Nine out of 10 questions my daughter asked me, I said, I don't know. She'll ask me all kinds of questions. You say we all come from dinosaur, from this. Who's the first? I say, I don't know. That much I know. I don't know. What do you want me to tell you? Then she said, what kind of master are you? I said, that kind of master, lah. The master who doesn't know. That day they bought a new phone and they were fiddling with it. They gave it to me. I didn't know what to do. Then my daughter picked it up and said, they call you master, huh? And I said, definitely not master for the phone. My masterhood is in the celebration of what I don't know. And to be open, to have the discipline, maybe I can come to know, or maybe in the process of knowing it or moving towards it, I learn. And the highest learning is the learning about who I am, who is this entity, who is this being. Man sent a rocket to the moon. But the joke is the guy who landed doesn't know himself. He knows the moon. But he himself is in darkness. I don't want to give you a false answer. And you can say, oh, I'm a soul, I'm this. You might be a soul, but you have to add an A in front. A, B, C, that's what I meant. Now, can you eradicate the darkness of knowing, and liberate yourself from what you know about you? You understand? What you know about you keeps you where you are. That knowing is not the problem, but making the knowing the only thing is the problem. Then suddenly the more is possible. Thus one of the essential understandings is to be open-ended, to be open. That I am an infinite possibility. For real. And living in that space, living in that manner, you recognize it as being a disciple. Then through everything you are learning about you, what you are, it's revealing. And then you free yourself from being exploited. You see, this world is divided into two. The people who pretend to know and the people who want to know. And usually, the person who knows, pretends to know, he doesn't know, he pretends, exploits the person who wants to know. Because the person who wants to know is panicking because he doesn't know. Now he got no control. You understand? He doesn't know, he's panicking. It's the person who knows, controls the person who doesn't know, who's panicking. This is the game. This is why everybody wants to pretend to know something. It is a survival issue. That's why the game of master and slave has been played out over and over. Thus I give a new definition for the word master, the perfect disciple. He lives in a way, in every moment he is open to learn, open for revelation, open for awakening. You must watch the mind. The mind moves from one conclusion to another conclusion to another conclusion. It is the way of the mind. Thus the Zen masters go on saying no mind. They also mean beyond conclusion, beyond judgment, to be open. Because your conclusion blinds you. Your conclusion makes you seek only that which you conclude. Thus that limited spectrum of your life is only available for you. If you have concluded life is red, you blind yourself to every other color and only see red. And that is being in hell. A disciple attains to this. He attains to know that whatever he has been, has experienced, has become, is not the sum total of him. You understand? My past does not determine who I am. My past just reveals something about me. I am still an unknown commodity. You got to attain to that. That's a technique. No matter whatever you say you are, you must know there is just one part, if not false understanding. I am something more. Let's say you have not been loved by five persons. You will conclude, no, I am unlovable. No, don't let that limit you. You see, I tell you one of my awakenings. This is very significant. I was in this conference, a talk I was giving, a lot of people. I was young, 26, 26, around there, 7. I was a pretty smart guy at that time. And after the talk, I did a 2-day conference or something, came out, there was a one-way mirror is not a mirror, one-way. So I was there looking at the audience and they all went up to say what they have to say. And all of them were raving about me. Oh, this guy is this guy is that, this guy is amazing. And I'm sitting in there and saying, no, this guy's a lie. That's not me. Who the hell are they talking about? So I got into that spin in my head. No, this is all nonsense. I went home. A day passed and I was in that mindset. Like I started dismissing. All that they have said about me is not really the sum total of me. When somebody says something about you, it's almost a conclusion of you, you know. I said, no, whatever they said was not me. That evening, I had my deepest awakening. Not my deepest, one of my deepest awakening. My satori. Because I rejected everything they said. In the rejection, I jumped into the possibility, you understand? I did not allow my surrounding to limit me. You follow? It's a technique. You understand? Like people look at AJ and said, handsome. Reject. Sexiest man alive. Reject. No, whatever that is said to conclude, you got to understand, they want to conclude you. You know why they want to conclude you? They'll feel power over you. You say, Dr. Emily, let's conclude her. Suddenly we have a power, we can handle it. You understand? It is the abuse humanity do. If not, we have to put our hand together and we don't know. What we know is very little. See, the West has one disease I've watched in a lot of, not totally, but lot of these new age gurus, you know, they conclude everything. Seven ways. No, but if you write seven ways to hell, valid. 16 methods, purple people. I'm like, what? Blue people. I'm like, what? I remember the first time I went and they started tackling me, I'm going like, who are these fellows? And they got argument, you know. There's destructor, there are people in this category, they are destructor, there are people in this category, and they are purple people, green people, green people will do this, purple people will do that. I thought there's only black and white. I was with Michael Jackson then. Black, white, and beige. It's just crazy. It's just unbelievable. No, you love that stuff. It makes you intellect. I mean, it's okay for ugly people. For this reason, when you're ugly, you have to do these kind of things to get somebody to like you. You have to do something to feel some kind of power. At least if you're a bull, we can measure you by your horns. Humanity don't know where the horn is hidden. Dropped. The Sanskrit word for this is tabula rasa. Pure state. No matter what is said about you, it's a conclusion. Might be valid, but part. I am more than that. I do not allow myself to be concluded. Even when you become a master, you drop that word. It's just one part. So when people ask, what do you do? I just come here to work. That's all. It's one part. You are more than that. If you can attain to that now, you see, right now you fight. You fight because somebody sees something, you want him to see something else. That's hypnosis. When you can free yourself from all labeling and remain just infinite possibility, can you? And being in that infinite possibility is the joy, the love, the power, the real power. And in that infinite possibility is where the world of creation begins. Conclusion is created. You see, when I deal with people, I always see the infinite possibility. I start off, straight on, start off with that. Then they will tell me what they have concluded. I'll try to talk to them to drop the conclusion. But when they are determined that's the conclusion they're going to be, I let them be. And I usually have nothing much to do with them. Because they concluded. Like you take Malaysia. There are people, sector of people have concluded we cannot be together. These are the criminal of this country. Oh, I'm this, I'm that, I'm that. No. I'm Malaysian. Human. World citizen. I'm rejecting those people who are saying, no, we are racist. We are not racist. But there's one group that wants, they are the extremists, you know. They derive power by propagating this ideology. Like if you take Malaysia, it's one of the best places, small enough, and big enough for us to do an experiment on beyond all this. There's a reason why I love to work here. It's a beautiful experiment. Yeah, some people say, no, it will not happen. Oh, he wants to act conclusively. He wants to be certain. Now he wants to have power. He probably have a political direction. Now, can you meditate? Can you be silent? Can you pay attention to see all that you have concluded might be a fact, might be a note? Right? Might be a note. But it's not the sum total of you. You are more than that. Can you embody that? In that embodiment, you are a disciple. Let me explain as a disciple. No matter what has happened, I'm more than that. I am more than my experience. I am the experiencer. No matter what has happened, it has happened. I'm not denying it. But I'm more. Can you embody that? Make that a technique. Use the ABC. The B is the known. C is the separation. The A is the unknowable. Remember this, the known about you cannot be loved, can only be abused. We can only fall in love with the unknowable. That's why before you know the girl or the man, so much energy. She said, 4 o'clock, you are there 2:30. Isn't it? Once you know, 4 o'clock, you'll ask today or tomorrow. Hindus do not believe, you study the Hindu ancient tantric ritual, women cannot be naked. They say at least must have one handkerchief. I don't know why handkerchief, don't ask me. I've read it. You see, if you show everything, maybe this is the theory, you must hide something. Men don't bother hiding, nothing works. Because you don't know her. You are relating with the unknowable. Have you seen? Then you allow yourself to be concluded. And once you are known, rest in peace. But you will do it, you know. What you conclude about you, you will slowly reveal it to the other. You concluded what is known about you, and slowly you will reveal to the other. Even the other is willing to see the unknowable in you. Love is only beyond knowing. Once it's knowing, it cannot be love. It can be utilitarian, can be used. But can you retain in beyond knowing? You see, this is my work. If you want to know what is my work, what is my teaching, is to help you to play a role, to be a mirror, that you rise beyond knowing. Rise beyond the known. To rise to your mystery. My wife was being interviewed some time ago and she said something about me. She said, I know him, but one thing I know, I really don't know him. I said, nice compliment. I said, I know. And he's capable of anything. Yesterday doesn't limit. He's open, he can come today and say anything. But most of people are nothing but concluded. And you suffer by it. You conclude you. You put a label. And then when somebody sees you like that, you whack him to see something more. They say only someone special can love you. The word special has got many meanings, you know. Like Special Olympics. He has that selective brain damage to look at you more than what you think you are, you know. Sometimes some fellow will look at a woman and say, she's an angel. I say, which part? How the hell you see that? The fellow got some problem, you know. The people who see ghosts. Have you seen the people who see aliens? There's all kinds of things. Now, I give you the technique. We'll do this technique. Sit and become aware. All that you think you know about you and become free of it. The moment you're free of it, there will be energy. The moment you live with your knowing, there will be decay. Gravity takes over. But you must understand my words rightly. Go beyond the knowing. For that, you need the brain of a disciple. These are most often your enemies, the people who know you. Even though you find comfort in them, but they are the one who will keep you the way you are. Even you change hair, it will happen. His hair, he cut. This fellow will be upset. How come? Once I've known you sad, don't be happy. You interrupt my life. Because I know when I look at you, there's sadness. You know, it's like pink, you know. There's pink, no, pink, yellow, red, blue, green, right? Don't change. Because I'm going to use you for my art. So if you are sad, I know this is the sad tube. This is the happy tube. This is the mad tube. Tim, go into this deeply. As you sit, whatever you have concluded about you, know it's just a conclusion. And find that inner inability, or however you use that word, to go beyond how you have been limited. Like Gopal is Gopal. Your job, go beyond Gopal. And that beyond Gopal would be my disciple. Gopal cannot. That's Gopal. It's an Indian man. She's thinking Gopal is a thing. She's right. You are not very wrong. You are very wise. Gopal is a thing, but we cannot tell publicly. In astrology, we have allocated the number 8. And the natural ruler is Mars. Please go beyond that. You, if people come and say, I want to be your disciple, Master. You cannot. The more of you can. Now, sit and figure this as a technique. How will you do this? You can do the master's breath for it. You can do many things. But have the ability to go beyond that. And be available to the more. Don't let anybody or anything limit you. The limitation was the revelation of the past. The future is unknown. Try it.